Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
Now we are on to our next presenter. Matthew Cifelli is a physical therapist with Attain Physical Therapy, and I'm going to let him talk about how he came up with the idea to do this and how he's doing it.
Yes, we're doing rehabilitation services across the spectrum. Nothing groundbreaking, nothing different. It's just how we're packaging it. During my years in academia, and I was exiting grad school, finishing up my doctorate, I'd hear clients of mine always say, why are you spending so much time and money into your academics? PT is a waste of time. It didn't work for me, and I could do the stuff at home by myself. And it was the same thing, rinse and repeat, over and over and over. I said, something's wrong here. And when my time comes, I'm going to move back to New Jersey, and we're going to present a product to the public that's different, that gives them a reason to walk into the clinic. If they are vulnerable, they're in pain, and give them a different approach, a different lens as to what the delivery of care should be. I helped grow and start a practice together with a partner for 9.5 years. We did some amazing things. And then that came to kind of a fixation point in the road where we were thinking different. And I decided to go left. He decided to go right. And I said, you know what? It's time. It's time to break apart and start laying down some bricks in a different direction. So we happened to be on vacation, and the carpet got pulled out from underneath me, so to speak.
What was that?
It was basically cut from all of our platforms while we were vacationing in Colorado.
Well, that's a dirty trick. You went on vacation and your business partner just decided to eliminate you from the business?
Pretty much so.
Rule number
one.
No partners.
Oh, my God.
So I had this conversation last week, and there's truth to that, but I believe in strength in numbers. We got back from our vacation. We had that incident happen. That was strike number one. Number two, we found out we were pregnant, which we were not expecting that.
Oh.
So that was number
Ratches
two.
Ratchets up the stress a little bit there.
And then then the concept of Attain came to life, and I said, all right, to respect restrictive covenants, I'm going to go south, way south in Ocean County, and start the practice, which would have been, it was about an hour and a half drive each way every single day I was set to do. Then March 14th of 2020 hit, and that was lockdown day.
Yeah.
So fear, the unknown, right? The hardest part at that point in my life was there was no business blueprint for anyone, someone as seasoned as you, Clint, someone with a legal background like yourself. I knew how to grow a healthcare business during normal times where you can go and solicit and market, but I had no blueprint. The biggest hurdle for me was to try and convince someone that I had a product, I had a good vision. And I was able to convince a young executive director in one of the assisted livings down in Shrewsbury who came to me and said, I heard about you. We need something here that is young, hungry, and different. Can you do that? And the answer was yes. So we finally became operational in June of 2020. And then the next hurdle was trying to convince medical practitioners to join my train, so to speak, my train. I say this with a great deal of passion that my first hired employee, Colleen is her name. She was a young occupational therapist. She believed in me. I sold, you know, talk about selling and going in front of all different airlines. I sold the people that I was interviewing my past history of growing a business for 9.5 years. I didn't have a product. I had a concept in my head. So I sold the concept of her and what we were trying to accomplish in staffing. There's a lot of assisted livings and growing these outpatient practices, and in 5 years' worth of time, we've grown the practice from just myself, where I was the attorney, I was the accountant, the practitioner, the janitor, everything else, and we are about 85 employees now, and we service across 4 different states throughout the country.
And you go into facilities.
We go into facilities, and we contract with them to provide physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy services.
And what blew me away when I saw your website, I didn't know that people with Alzheimer's could use physical therapy.
Absolutely.
And so how does that work?
So there's a lot of things that can be done, not so much to completely 180 the degenerative process, to kind of slow down the process as they transition into a different stage in their life.
And it's not just that. It's other things in these assisted living places and places where people really need your help. I think that's like a big thing is you actually go into the facility and you're working with people that a lot of times get ignored, this
Absolutely.
Kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So you're really helping a lot of people with their lives.
And you really become part of the interdisciplinary team between mm-hmm. the primary care physicians, the nursing staff, the families. Mm-hmm. One area that has really allowed us to grow, there was a consistent theme that families didn't know what was going on with their loved one's care. Nursing didn't know what was going on in the delivery of services. It's constant over and over. And there's some big players in our market, some big private equity-backed rehabilitation companies that are far, far larger than we are. But where we do it better, we put certain systems and operating procedures in place to fine-tune that communication process with nursing. Mm. We talk about IP. We created our own proprietary Attain app mm-hmm. where loved ones can gain access to the Attain physical therapy app. Our providers are uploading pictures, videos. They can see that Mr. and Mrs. Smith, their loved one, walked 50 feet today with close supervision. Those are powerful things mm-hmm. in that process yeah. at that stage in life.
So which part of the business gives you the most satisfaction? What do you like working on the most?
In being 15 years as a provider now, I often speak at a local state university by us at Montclair State. And early on in my career, I was asked, what's the definition of business? And I ask that question now to the students I speak to. And ultimately, it always comes down to some sort of dollar figure. And that was my answer back then, right? A means to earn. Now, my definition of business, and to answer your question, is it's a platform for expression. And as a rehab provider, right, we put plans of care in place for whoever we're servicing. And Attain provides an exoskeleton, right, a black and white concept of what the therapy model should be. But whether the provider uses pink, green, or purple to paint that portrait, or blue, green, and yellow to paint that portrait, however they choose to express that delivery of care, that's on them. So my passion lies in being able to provide a safe, consistent work environment that a provider can have and share the same successes that some of their colleagues do, that gives me a lot of satisfaction. And to be able to do that across state lines and commit to providing a product that people should understand and would want to come back to, mm-hmm. that gives me a lot of enjoyment.
Louis.
What's your biggest challenge right now?
The biggest challenge is human capital. You have a lot of these young students coming out and now anywhere from $150,000 in debt, and the entry level salaries don't match. You're usually in school anywhere from 2.5 to 3 years. So your total academic program is going to range you 7 years of school, your undergraduate degree, and your postgraduate work. So I don't know if the pool of new students that are passing boards coming into the workplace is thinning out, because I know the entry is very competitive. I can tell you from my program, we had 120 seats. We graduated 34.
Wow.
So there was a lot of attrition over 3 years. Mm. It's just gotten harder. I mean, in 15 years, I've had to change the way we interview. The Indeed and the ZipRecruiters and how they manage their platforms 10 years ago, you text people now. You text a lot of these young minds that are coming out, and that's the only way you get a hold of them, which is not something that everybody in this room is used to, but you got to take yourself down to how they operate and think. Human capital is costly. I mean, for the first time in my career, we've had to engage expensive recruiters. Never had to do that in 14 years of business. So I don't know. It might be that the talent pool coming out is just thinning, and PT is a growing business.
Yeah. Right. You do a lot without the use of drugs, right?
Very much so.
And that's so preferable, especially as you're getting older because your body just can't handle stuff like
that. And our professional organization has been petitioning for years to be recognized as direct access.
What does that mean?
So direct access means that if your grand opening event, you're lugging a luggage upstairs and you tweak your back, you don't need a referral from a physician to come see us.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So it's decreased the cost and the burden on the medical mm-hmm. continuum, where you're going to your primary care, then you're going to an orthopedic, and then you're coming to see us. So we're trying to mirror a lot of the model of what happens overseas. So we effectively can become a primary care access point, so to speak, to triage certain musculoskeletal conditions.
Wow.
And then if we deem, if we evaluate Louis and his shoulder is deemed out of our scope, then we make the referral to a respective orthopedic or a pain management specialist.
That's great for cost cutting. I think your business plan is great. I'm a little bit worried that you can't get enough people to work for you because I'm getting older. but how can people get a hold of you? How can they find you?
Easiest way is go to our website, www.attain-pt.com. If they want to reach me directly, always accessible, matthew@attain-pt.com.
Great. Thank you, Matthew.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Basari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.